I'm Silvio, I'm Creative Director of Graphics at Studio Zoo. Well, I've been a creative director for a good part of looking at it 9 years. Wow, sounds like a long time when I'm thinking about it. And I've really learned a lot of stuff along the way. The project of animation is best explained in taking apart, you know, the essential parts. So first of all would be the brief. What are we trying to communicate? It's really, really important to see what you're trying to communicate. You might want to do an awesome animation, but the idea that you have in your head might not fit the mold, you know? So you'll have to understand the brief. What are we trying to communicate? Next is sort of, we need to understand the budget and the look we're going with. So when you're looking at something like that, that gauges your spectrum. Once again, after that, we need to look at the sections that you need to establish, and we need to do storyboards. Storyboards are essential pictures of what you're going to have at the end of the animation. Those get signed off and approved, you know, obviously with the internal team and with clients. After that, you move into the next stage, which is animation. So a lot of those things, the fundamentals, people forget about. But, you know, people, when they're listening to stuff, they're not looking at it from our point of view. They're looking at it from a viewer's point of view. So those need to be in place. After that, when everything is sorted, we do the final mix. We put the animation together with the voiceover, with the special effects, with the sounds, and then we package it all together, ready to go on air. If you look to become an animator, work in the animating field or industry or design or motion graphics, you should look at a BA. Art is, for me, something that's really important because it develops your eye. It's not a necessity, and if you haven't had the privilege to study art, doesn't mean you're excluded from it. But if you've got an artistic eye, it just means automatically that you've just got a head start on everything else. You know, it's easier for you to see shapes, colors, and, you know, everything else that falls along with an artist. On a junior position, you're looking at 10,000 rand upwards as a starting salary. You know, depending on the agency, depending on, you know, your experience and what you bring in there. Some people are not equipped with certain programs that you'll need to use, and then, like, you'll need to be mentored when you enter the agency. So all of those things are meant to be considered. There's various courses that you can take, you know, obviously internationally recognized as well as local ones. You're looking at about a 3 to 4 year degree that you should study. There's also colleges and universities that you should be going to. Some of them, depending if you're focused on a specific way, like 3D animation or 2D animation, depends where you want to go. They've got different learning curves. There's one that you can specialize within 1 or 2 years, but from there, the experience grows. There's two different ways you can go. You can go for a big agency, which is like, you know, one of those huge agencies with like 200 to 300 plus, you know, employees. Or you can go to a medium or smaller enterprise, which, what happens in the medium, smaller enterprise is a lot more individual attention. You might gain a lot of experience in one, you might gain a lot of experience in another one. So you have to just say to yourself, what is the type of work I want to get into? Is it advertising? Is it motion graphics? Is it special effects? Is it movies? And then after that, you have to look at a couple of agencies. Like Studio Zoo, for example, is an agency that does a lot of broad spectrum work. So, you know, there's lots of different clients that will give you experience and add to your portfolio once again, which just, you know, ends up becoming like an asset. You know, I would look at what experience you're gaining first of all, and not always look at the financial outcome, because a lot of people are quick to chase the buck, and what happens is it leads you into a dead end road. So look at what experience you get. Maybe you're going to a company, you're not earning the biggest salary, but those 2 years will give you a great portfolio that you can now do a huge financial leap into the future. You need to have patience, and you have to really love it. You get those really late nights where sometimes you can sit until up until 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning, and if you don't love what you do, you're really going to be like, wow, I'm actually sitting at 1 in the morning. If you're doing something that you love, every day is a holiday.